Just horsing around. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. In Tennessee, we love our horses. We're one of the leading states for horse ownership, and the numbers are growing. UT Extension offers riding and horse care lessons through local 4-H clubs. Chuck Denny has more.
Like the long-ago days of the Old West, it's just the rider, a horse, and the special bond between the two. For these kids, not bad for a school night.
He's bumpy, but he's very smooth otherwise.
He's bumpy but smooth?
Yeah.
How can he be both?
Well, at his trot, he's very bumpy, and at his walk and canter, he's very smooth.
Katie Wigginton and other young animal enthusiasts are taking part in a 4-H horse ownership class. More than 100 kids attended these recent lessons on UT's Ag campus. They learn lots, including how to handle equipment and what to feed these animals. A horse may be big and powerful, but they can be fragile, too, and need special care.
I like to brush him and just spend time with him.
Danny Bullington, an extension agent in Knox County, coordinates this program.
A lot of urban kids, but we just make it work because I think it's worth doing.
Bullington says this isn't about winning horse shows, but learning responsibility.
And I think it's different from having a cat or a dog, that they learn something about responsibility, decision-making, prioritizing their time, having to make decisions about whether they're going to go see some friends, keeping to a schedule. That animal has to be fed in the morning and cared for.
4-H leaders want to make it clear, kids don't have to own a horse to be in the program. But parents be warned, if they do take part, chances are they'll catch horse fever and want to get a horse. The volunteer state now boasts more than 200,000 horses, third most in the nation. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
And you can contact your county extension office for more information on 4-H horse clubs. Have a safe weekend. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.